Third training class, the training classroom in this Earth Spiritual Training School. The training classroom in this Earth Spiritual Training School is populated with every possible bit of living information representing all the solar systems in the Milky Way galaxy to inspire the soul to learn facts and truths regarding every aspect of life, knowledge, and wisdom in the Milky Way galaxy. Every solar system has contributed to populate this classroom environment with mammals, animals, sea animals, fish, birds, insects, trees, plants, flowers, vegetation, in different climates. Mountains, oceans, lakes, streams, waterfalls, deserts, and valleys are all part of the landscape to provide challenges to conquer and inspiration to write poetry and songs. All physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual challenges are presented in this Earth Spiritual Training School to train the soul to discipline and master all aspects of their God characteristics. These living species of God's kingdoms are provided to bring curiosity into the soul's awareness regarding the functionality of these different species to allow the soul to engage their conscious mind into curiosity and challenging questions, forcing the soul to search for answers using their conscious mind. The soul will also identify with these species by recognizing the courage of the lion, the memory of the elephant, the loyalty and protectiveness of the dog, and the intelligence, cleverness, and the ability to overcome challenges by the blackbird. The observant of the ant highlights the accomplishments that can be made when a member of God's kingdom works together for the oneness of their community. The beaver demonstrates the ability and purpose of building dams. The birds inspire souls to learn how to fly and to sing. Souls learn how to grow food for health and search to use plants and vegetations for medicine to heal the body. All these species of God's kingdoms are purposely placed in this Earth Spiritual Training School to inspire the conscious mind to think and contemplate the possibilities of creating new technology for the benefit of humanity. The soul will also embrace these God characteristics within themselves, allowing the God characteristics to be demonstrated in the soul's life experiences, encouraging the soul to have courage in difficult situations, to be faithful and protect their family and friends, to work together with their community and country for the good of humanity. Every sensual and sensational pleasures are also provided to entice the raw emotional God characteristics of the soul to condition the soul so it can learn to discipline the desires and emotions. These sensual sensations relate to the raw sensual desires of the soul for each God's aspects of female and male within the soul. Other sensual pleasures relate to the emotional physical desires and satisfactions to please the physical body with different foods, drinks, and stimulants. These sensual and sensational pleasures are provided to train the soul on the proper indulge of these pleasures. These sensual and sensational pleasures will arouse different challenges for each God aspect of male and female within the soul and through different stages of the soul's spiritual development. Archangel Lucifer, who is appointed by God forces, is assigned the responsibility of ensuring that each soul overcomes all temptations of this sensual and sensational environment before the soul can ascend from this Earth Spiritual Training School. Archangel Lucifer knows every weakness of each soul and will use every possible temptation to assist the soul in disciplining and overcoming any weakness in the soul's behavior. Each soul is provided with a spiritual teacher and a guardian angel to assist the soul, but the soul must ask for assistance from their spiritual teacher and their guardian angel. The soul has free will to explore all aspects of this earth spiritual training school to learn truths, knowledge, and wisdom through trial and error, and their spiritual teachers and guardian angels cannot interfere unless the soul asks for their assistance. Communications from the spiritual teachers to the soul is performed by thoughts to the conscious mind. The guardian angels provide assistance during the dream state, providing a set of numbers to guide the soul in their current life experiences, either giving encouragement or warning to bring awareness to the soul's awareness. These numbers can be translated through the metaphysical science of numerology. I remember when I was 12 years old, lying in bed at 9:30 at night. I had the fear there was a boogeyman hiding under my bed or hiding in the closet. Afraid to go to sleep, a thought came into my mind telling me to change my thoughts by thinking of something fun. I thought about this for a minute and then changed my thoughts to a time when I was at an amusement park riding the Ferris wheel and how exciting it was to be at the top of the Ferris wheel and feeling the butterflies in my stomach as the Ferris wheel was approaching the descent. This was the first time in my memory that made me pay attention to my thoughts. In retrospect, I know it was my spiritual teacher assisting me. The soul is monitored in every moment. Every intention, feeling, thought, word, and action is monitored and stored in both the cellular level of the physical body and the light body of the soul. The soul commits no sin in the exploration of this earth spiritual training school. The soul can create a karmic experience if the soul violates the free will of another soul or commits an abusive action against any member of God's kingdoms, including the mammals, animals, birds, trees, flowers, plants, and the vegetation kingdom. All life experiences of the souls are orchestrated by the co-creator gods, the golden ones, based on the soul's feelings, intentions, thoughts, words, actions, and learning capabilities, karma debts, karmic rewards, the soul's desires, challenges to overcome obstacles and to learn wisdom, and the soul's awareness to understand their connection to the soul's higher self, the co-creator God within. Life experiencing relating to karma debts are not to punish the soul, but to condition a soul in monitoring and disciplining their behavior. Life experiences relating to karma debts may not be enforced immediately, but at a time when the soul knows and understands the difference between right and wrong and accepts the karmic life experience as part of their spiritual development. Most karma life experiences are experienced in the later stage of the soul development relating to the ego stage, where the soul is learning the repercussions of their actions. Universal law of cause and effect monitors every abusive feeling, intention, word, or action against any member of God's kingdoms and will create a life experience to bring awareness to the soul's abusive behavior. This is how the soul is taught to be mindful of their behavior and teaches the soul to be respectful of others while playing in this earth spiritual training school. Remember who you are. You are a child of God created in His image and likeness. Each soul chooses to come to this earth spiritual training school to serve God by transforming their light body into a physical light body and to be a divine servant of God and serving the oneness of creation through love. When a soul embraces who they are, a soul created in the image and likeness of God, and their purpose in the spiritual training school is trained to become a co-creator God, the soul will find obstacles in their life removed and their dreams and desires will manifest sooner. Much love and many blessings. Namaste. Visit us at www.thepathtooneness.com. Join the membership program for all the latest teachings from the Golden Ones. Visit us on Facebook and LinkedIn at thepathtooneness.com.